This is the Cricket Minute and I'm Dr. V. Today is 30th of December. As in the previous years, 2023 also has been brilliant with full of exceptional performances, thrilling results and remarkable achievements. Let's look at the top cricket moments of 2023 in this episode. Who is at the top? India has the most number of wins in ODIs and T20s. 27 ODI victories this year and 15 T20 victories this year. Australia has the most number of test wins this year, 6. As of today, that is 30th December 2023, India is number 1 in the ICC rankings in all the three categories, Test, ODI and T20s. Ranking may be in favour of India, but ICC Championship is eluding India for the last 11 years. India now have to wait for T20 World Cup of 2024. Snatching victory, the individual who stood in the way of triumph. True champion team of 2023 has been Australia. They won the ICC's WTC Championship and ICC ODI World Cup. India was on the receiving end on both of these championship finals. Interestingly, it was Travis Head, man of the match on both occasions, and snatched victory from India. In the WTC final, he scored 163 in the first innings and helped Australia reach a massive 469. In the ODI World Cup final, he scored 137. Outstanding launches. WPL in India kick-started this year, which marked significant development in boosting and popularizing women's cricket. WPL raked in over 950 crores Indian rupees in broadcast rights alone, making it one of the top lucrative women's sports league in the world. USA launched its first ever professional T20 league, aka Major League Cricket, in July of this year. We saw top players from around the world in action this year, and the ever-growing immigration population makes USA one of the top 5 largest media market for cricket. Breaking boundaries. In this section, we will talk about the incidents contrary to spirit of cricket. Number 1. Bairstow wandered out of his crease after ducking for a greens bouncer. Alex Carey grabbed the ball and threw at the stumps. This can be argued as legitimate dismissal as per the rules book, but there is other camp that cites this as unethical, based on the facts that Butler was clearly not attempting to take a run. It was also the last ball of the over. Number 2. Sri Lanka's Angelo Matthews became the first player to be dismissed timed out. Shakib Al Hasan appealed for the dismissal as Matthews took more than 2 minutes to face the delivery. It may be within the rules book, but the delay for Matthews was due to his helmet malfunction and he was not trying to take any undue advantage. Sudden farewell, unexpected retirement of a cricketing legend. Meg Lanning has stellar captaincy record. She captained Australia in 100 T20s and won 76 of them. She has also captained 78 ODI for Australia and won 69 of them. She also has been an outstanding run machine for Australia in T20s and ODIs. 7 World Cup titles, 2 ODI Women's World Cup, 5 ICC T20 World Cup. She also has a Commonwealth gold from 2022 edition. This 31-year-old surprisingly announced her retirement this year. The crucial one run. This section underscores the underrated significance of a single run. Not just one, there are 2 great examples to talk about in this section. Number 1, England vs New Zealand. On the 5th day's play, with 1 run to tie and 2 to win, the last man James Anderson was dismissed caught behind by Neil Wagner, making New Zealand 1 by 1 run. Interestingly, this is the smallest margin of victory in terms of runs. Number 2. New Zealand vs Sri Lanka. Asita Fernanda to bowl to Kane Williamson with 1 run needed to win on the last ball. Kane Williamson failed to connect the delivery with his missed pull. Before the wicketkeeper Niroshan Dikwella and the bowler attempted the run out, Kane and half-fit Neil Wagner completed the single for a bye and won the game for New Zealand. Interestingly, Neil Wagner featured and contributed in both these thriller of games. In one, he dismissed James Anderson to snatch the victory, and the other, he sprinted 20 meters and dived full length with a torn hamstring and bulging disc in his back. Masterclass at the crease, unveiling the pinnacle of batting brilliance in the year's finest batting performance. The greatest one-day knock of all time came from Glenn Maxwell. When his side was down 91 for 7, Maxwell revived his team with his finest batting display, scoring 201 runs off 128 deliveries. Most of the innings, Maxwell was limping between the wickets due to severe body cramps. This 200 from Maxwell is first in a chase. Maxwell produced 21 fours and 10 sixes in his batting miracle. That's it for this episode. I would like your comments. Please take a minute or two to leave your inputs. Thanks for listening and see you in the next episode.